sells from the trust at cost. It's working well. The free golems earn 24/8, and there's more and more of them. They don't eat, sleep, wear clothes, or understand the concept of leisure. The occasional tube of ceramic cement doesn't cost much. They're buying more golems every month now and paying my wages, and the iniquitous rent the landlord of this dump is charging because he knows he's renting the golems. They never complain, you know. They pay whatever's asked. They're so patient it could drive you nuts. Tube of ceramic cement, thought Moist. He tried to fix that thought in case it came in useful, but some mental processes were fully occupied with the growing realization of how well some women could look in a severely plain dress. Surely they can't be damaged, can they? He managed. Certainly they can. A sledgehammer on the right spot would really mess one up. Owned golems will just stand there and take it, but the trust golems are allowed to defend themselves. And when someone weighing a ton snatches a hammer out of your hand, you have to let go really quickly. I think Mr. Pump is allowed to hit people, said Moist. Quite possibly. A lot of the Frees are against that, but others say a tool can't be blamed for the use to which it's put, said Ms. Dehart. They debated a lot, for days and days. No rings on her fingers, Moist noted. What kind of attractive girl works for a bunch of clay men? This is all fascinating, he said. Where can I find out more? We do a pamphlet, said almost certainly Miss Dearheart, pulling open a drawer and flipping a thin booklet onto the desk. It's 5 pence. The title on the cover was Common Clay. Moist put down a dollar. Keep the change, he said. No, said Miss Dearheart, fumbling for coins in the drawer. Didn't you read what it said over the door? Yes, it said, Smash the bar studs, said Moist. Miss Dearheart put a hand to her forehead wearily. Oh, yes, the painter hasn't been yet, but underneath that, look, it's on the back of the pamphlet. Moist read, or at least looked at it. It's one of their own languages, she said. It's all a bit mystic. Said to be spoken by angels. It translates as by our own hand or none. They're fiercely independent, you've no idea. She admires them, Moist thought. Woo-ee. And angels? Well, thank you, he said. I'd better be going. I'll definitely... Well, thank you, anyway. What are you doing at the post office, Mr. von Lepvig? Said the woman as he opened the door. Call me Moist, said Moist, and a bit of his inner self shuddered. I'm the new postmaster. No kidding, said Miss Dearheart. Then I'm glad you've got Pump 19 with you. The last few postmasters didn't last long, I gather. I think I heard something about that, said Moist cheerfully. It sounds as though things were pretty bad in the olden days. Miss Dearheart's brow wrinkled. Olden days, she said. Last month was olden days?
End of CD 2.